This month, Matson Navigation is scheduled to take possession of a new cargo ship called the Matsonia. It's a twin sister to the vessel, the thoroughly modern Lurline, that made her maiden voyage to the islands earlier this year. Today, we talk to Matson's archivist about a collection of vintage images that takes us back to the time of cruise ships and luxury hotels, part of the early years of the storied shipping company. The iconic images are now available to order as artwork on the company's website. Here's archivist Lynn Blocker-Krantz.
I started with Matson back in 2000. It started out with creating a dinnerware line using the Eugene Savage artwork. I did that for about 7 years, and during that time period, I also wrote a book about Matson's cruise ship era. It's called To Honolulu in 5 Days, Cruising Aboard Matson's SS Lurline. So it focuses on the Lurline, but it also covered some of the other ships and the hotels, such as the Royal Hawaiian, Moana, Surfrider, and Princess Kailani. And it just kept evolving. I saw these boxes, and I was working with them, and I thought, wow, you know, this really is a treasure trove. And Matson really, really is really has saved all their history. I mean, I've gone back as far as 1912, and some things from actually 1882, old menus, and they're just fascinating to read. So I thought, well, I think that this really needs to be a little bit more organized. So I started going through the boxes, and I said, I think we should start archiving this. My background was in book publishing and product design and development. And I talked to a couple of people at Matson, and I said, what do you think if we start licensing this artwork out? And so I sat down with Tori Richard, and in 2007, we came out with a shirt together. It's a Matson Lines Aloha shirt, and it's called Boat Day Aloha, and that shirt is still circulating today. It's printed many, many, many times. So that was like the first step in taking these wonderful archives that Matson has and turning it into a product that could be shared with the company and create product as well. And then it also appears on what was on Hawaii Five-O for a long time, a lot of feature films. And so it's a great little archive. I love working with it. I love working with Matson. Obviously, it's been since 2000.
So talk about the images that maybe people are not as familiar with.
I think most people do identify the Eugene Savage images, which were at the Honolulu Museum of Art in that exhibit, Hawaii Deco. Those were menu covers, the Eugene Savage. They were featured in the museum for that exhibit. When I started going through things, I found all these vintage, these old Aloha magazines. Matson actually had several magazines, several publications that they printed for many years. There's one called Aloha, and those magazine covers are illustrated or beautiful photographs. I just thought people might want to see these, and sure enough, they like them. So there's a lot of those popping up. I think we're at 100 or 102 images on the website, and we offer different substrates that one can have them printed on in different sizes and framed or not framed. Going to be adding a lot more, though. I always say that these archives are going to outlive me because I don't know if I'll ever get to see every box.
Tell us about some of these images, because I don't know if they were all in really good condition. You know, I don't know if you've had to restore some.
A lot of the images have been restored or retouched. Mind you, these images are old. They go back to 1912. Some, like I said, from 1882. But they're, you know, they're menus, menu covers, advertisements, and there's a lot of times there's mold or stains or a lot of coffee stains. I always find those, like someone set a mug on it, and that really doesn't let the art come through. So I very meticulously work with someone who's really incredible at restoration, and we go over it dot by dot, line by line, and the red doesn't look red, we're going to make it look red the way it used to.
And so are there any other stories you can share with us about maybe some restoration projects? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of my favorites, if you're in the website and you go to Royal Hawaiian, there's this incredible menu cover. And I'm always blown away by this because a lot of people have not seen it. And it's from the opening of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, which was February 1st, 1927. It's called Royal Hawaiian Opening Night. And this was an image that was hanging on someone's wall at Matson in a glass frame that had a lot of, you know, sun exposure. And again, it had, who only knows what had happened to it prior going into a frame. But the image was beautiful, and I knew that that had to be cleaned up. But I saw all this kind of pinkish border background, and I went over with my the person who does restoration for me. He goes, do you know there's a whole line illustration that goes all the way around this print? I'm like, no, but I don't really see it because it was just so faded. And he was able to bring that back. So with that beautiful illustrated border around the Royal Hawaiian Program opening night, 1927, it is a beauty. And I'm blown away that we got it to look as good as it did. So they come, a lot of these things are kind of a mess, and some of them aren't, which is great. But I actually love the whole process of restoration, to see it come in, you know, from a little clip that's behind a filing cabinet in the basement, and voila, you know, it ends up looking really good.
And you've put together some exhibits for the hotel.
Yes, yes. I think I've been doing exhibits for the Royal, and it's Matson Royal Hawaiian exhibit since maybe 2009 or 2010. One of my favorites, which was the first one, I love all of them, and many of them are favorites, was about Amelia Earhart and Matson. Matson brought her plane over 1934 from, well, it was Lockheed Airport, which is now Burbank, on the Lurline from Los Angeles Port to Honolulu. And it was it was kind of like a publicity tour that she and her husband did. They stayed at the Royal, and during that whole time, Matson's photographer took photos of her flying here in Los Angeles, bringing her plane down, and then bringing it down, landing it, and then putting it onto a truck that took it down to the Lurline, the ship that she went over on at the Long Beach Port, or Los Angeles. And then they show her on the ship, getting off the ship, going to the Royal, Amelia wearing a kimono, Amelia wearing a bathing suit and standing up against a palm tree. I mean, there were photographs that one we thought had been lost, and from one move to another. And then I found them in a box cleaning things out. I'm like, oh my gosh, here they are. And it's a whole story. I think there's about 62 images. So what I do at the exhibit and brainstorming with Matson is we turn them into these exhibits that tell this incredible story, the history of Matson involved with the Royal Hawaiian and the other hotels. And that's what I find so fascinating. You know, they say, what's that expression? Every picture tells a story, don't it? I think that was Rod Stewart. But in any case, that's how I feel when I see one of these images. I go, oh, there's a story. And then I put it all together, and that's how the exhibits end up being at the Royal. I've talked and spoken with people that used to work, you know, on the Lurline in 1932-33, and they shared wonderful stories and photographs and what it was like to order food and how they kept the ship running. So I have a lot of those archives as well, and they're not professional photographs, but I certainly love getting the stories, and when I'm at the Royal, I hear stories from people as well. It's certainly a treasure trove, and you look at these, and it is a way to travel back in time, so to speak, but they also, these images work very, very well as, you know, contemporary today, because they've been, you know, restored, and they're in formats that people would want to put on their wall. I'm just really glad that we have this up and running and that Matson is sharing their archives with the world now.
That was Lynn Blocker-Krantz, Matson's archivist. You can find the vintage images on the Matson website. That's how I found out about this story. He was looking on the shipping schedule. And we should know that Matson is an underwriter of HPR. It's expected that the vessel Matsonia will make her maiden voyage to Hawaii at the end of the month.